This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من نفس عن مسلم كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربا أو كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. Or in another narration, the same hadith, if someone creates ease for a fellow believer, Allah creates ease for them in the hereafter. In one narration, in this world and in the hereafter. If you help someone, Allah will help you. That's another hadith as well. كان الله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه. Allah will continue to help someone for as long as that person is busy helping another. If that is the case, and it is, what if someone is actually destroying another? What do you think is going to happen? You are supposed to be busy helping people, uplifting them, bringing them up, and here goes, you're doing the opposite. What do you think is going to happen? Do you really think it's going to result in your ultimate success in this world and the next? You might enjoy the moment of watching someone's downfall, whom perhaps you don't like, but it's not worth your while to do that. Not at all. So always ask Allah to strengthen us. Ask Allah to show you what needs rectification and to help you rectify it. And this is why we always say, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'ah. Oh Allah, show me the truth to be true. And it doesn't stop there. Many people know what's true. They know what needs to be done, but they don't do it. Oh Allah, show me the truth to be true and help me to follow it. Oh Allah, show us the truth to be true, so I can distinguish between truth and falsehood and help me to follow it. That's Allah. So Allah Almighty gives us the strength to do the right thing when we are sincere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen all of us.